You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the Rock Doves and their CD, From the Birds. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the Rock Doves, a duo comprised of Daniel Cole and Kim West, who are issuing cool music for kids made with parents in mind. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Daniel and Kim of the Rock Doves regarding their sound, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, From the Birds, here is the Rock Doves with So Many Ways to Say Hi.
There are so many ways to say hi. This is a song to give some a try. There are so many ways to say hi.
To say hi.
Let's give some a try. Here is one we think you'll know. In English you can say hello.
Hello.
Hello. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. Shalom is what they say in Hebrew. We can say it, how about you?
Shalom.
Shalom. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. Some folks in China say ni hao. You can say that with us now.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. In France some people say bonjour. You can say that one for sure.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. There are so many ways to say hi.
To say hi.
Let's give some a try. It's such a simple thing to do. Saying hello feels good too. So come on every boy and girl, say hello around the world. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. They say ciao in Italy. You can say it after me.
Ciao.
Ciao. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. Konnichiwa is Japanese. You can say that one with ease.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. In Spain, hola is what they say. You can say that here today.
Hola.
Hola. There are so many ways to say hi. Let's give some a try. It's Guten Tag in Germany. Let's try that one. One, two, three.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. There are so many ways to say hi.
To say hi.
Let's give some a try. Such a simple thing to do. And saying hello feels good too. So come on every boy and girl, say hello around the world. There are so many ways to say hi. This is a song to give some a try. There are so many ways to say hi.
To say hi.
Let's give some a try. Thanks for helping sing hello. Now we can get on with the show.
From their CD From the Birds, that was the Rock Doves with So Many Ways to Say Hi. Visit the band at their official website, www.therockbirdsnyc.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Daniel and Kim of the Rock Doves regarding their new release, and here's how the interview went.
Great CD, you guys, and now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I think we're both really pleased with the recording. You know, you go into any recording process and, you know, sometimes you have a very clear vision, sometimes you're not really sure what to expect, and I think with this one, at least for me, it was kind of a combination of both. There were some songs that we were pretty sure how they were going to pan out, and other songs that were really a lot more bare bones, and the studio process really just kind of helped the songs unveil themselves, and I'm just really pleased with the final product.
How about you, Kim?
You know, I definitely we're both, I think, very pleased and very proud of the CD. I think that what happened in the studio for me, and also I think for Dan, was just that, you know, this recording was different because it was our first kids' music CD, or as we say, our cool music with kids made with parents in mind, cool music for kids made with parents in mind. So there was just we found this, like, incredible lightness and a lot of humor and a lot of fun in the studio process this time around, maybe more so than either of us have ever had, with a little more sort of serious grown-up music. So it just, something about the joy and fun that we had, I think, just really showed up on the record. So it was very rewarding and just a great time.
Talk about what inspired you to onto this, you know, this specific musical direction, making music for children.
We've talked about it quite a bit, and we're not entirely sure. It was sort of a perfect storm of things. You know, I'm sure Daniel will talk about this, but he's a preschool teacher, so has just been, you know, around children and listening to them and learning from them for a long time. And our sense of humor kind of led toward it because we just are very silly with each other. I think also both of us had been, you know, practicing yoga regularly and had done a teacher training. And a lot of some of the ideas in yoga philosophy about, you know, treating other people with kindness, you know, sort of the golden rule type stuff also somehow played in. There's just it's hard to describe, but a lot of different things of where we were at in our lives and just this willingness to, hey, let's give this a try feeling. And then we had a moment when a song was born and it came out very easily, and we were like, wow, wait a minute, this is something we should do. This is working.
Yeah, and the combination of the songs flowing once we started working on them, and then the reaction from they weren't even fans at the time, but just people that we were playing the songs for, both adults and children, they were received so well that it kind of just kept the energy behind the project. It was, you know, it was so different than just going and performing in a bar, you know, like we were used to doing for so long. There was just a very different energy and receptivity behind this, and it just kind of fueled the whole thing to keep going.
And how do you approach the songwriting with a project like this? I mean, you know, I mean, you're writing for children this time, so how do you go about it? That's different from, you know, say, I don't know, music aimed towards a 24 and up crowd.
You know, for me, musically speaking, I don't really approach the project any differently at all. I sit down, I start working on something. If it's a riff or just a little chord structure that kind of seems like it's going to germinate into something bigger, I go with it. But I don't go with any sort of preconceived notion that, oh, this is going to be a song for kids, so it needs to be, you know, bright or happy, or it needs to be all major chords, or you know, the songs themselves musically just kind of come as any other song would be for me. And lyrically, you know, then I start thinking about, you know, what do I want to write about? What have I seen kids, you know, talking about a lot recently, different issues, things of that sort. But it's been freeing because I feel okay writing in any sort of style for this project, differently than writing for, you know, a regular singer-songwriter thing where maybe there's a little bit more cohesiveness to a record. These songs come out cohesively, but they can be all across the board as far as genre is concerned, and they all just seem to fit together.
How about you, Kim?
Similarly to what Daniel's saying, you know, musically, the approach is very similar as it was for any grown-up music that I ever wrote. Lyrically or thematically, I guess the difference is maybe just that I have to use psychobabble here, so if this is going to bother anyone, I'm just going to tell you ahead of time. But it really is, I do tend to write to my inner child, or for my inner child, or I think of things in the perspective of how would I talk about this with a child? You know, what's the essence of the matter here? What's the important point I want to get at? And also, you know, is there something valuable here? Is there a seed of value that would implant something like self-confidence, self-love, you know, treating others with kindness, some little kernel of something that I would want to impart to a child? I'll usually start with that in mind. And then, you know, not too heavy in the preachy part, of course, but more just taking an idea like that and just letting it sort of grow and blossom. And then when Daniel and I are working on stuff together, we tend to do that too. And we definitely make sure that we get a laugh in a line from each other, that it's probably the right way to go, and we keep going with that.
And also, going back to the music part, Brian, you know, we really do write with the parents in mind a lot. Like, you know, our friends who are parents, or, you know, other people that come out to the shows that are coming to see us and are listening to this music with the kids, you know, they are most likely listening to the same things that we either listen to now or grew up listening to, and we kind of want to, you know, give a nod to that, and we want the parents to be really involved and interested in music as well. I mean, one of the best things that a friend of mine said, that the song Giraffe Laugh, he wanted to listen to it even when his kid wasn't in the room, which to me was kind of like, you know, a little bit of success there, that he was interested in the song enough, and he was able to take out the part that, oh, it's about animals and acting like animals and kind of like silly fun stuff, but, you know, the song itself was something that he was just interested in listening to.
Visit the band at their official website, www.therockdovesnyc.com. From their CD, From the Birds, here are the Rock Doves once again with Don't Do Blues.
So there I was, sitting in the sandbox with my brand new green dump truck. I was so excited to take it out and start digging some holes. And along come Jimmy. And Jimmy say, "Hey, I like that dump truck you got there." And he just walk up on me, and he pushed me over, and he took that dump truck right out of my hands. And I started thinking to myself, "Self, that ain't right what Jimmy did." So I went home and I wrote me a song about it. Don't poke your friend in the eye, 'cause it really hurts and it'll make him cry. Do, lend a helping hand, 'cause that's a real fine way to be a good friend. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Don't push your friend to the floor, 'cause it really hurts and it'll make her sore. Do, lend a helping hand, 'cause that's a real fine way to be a good friend. Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Don't do the things that'll make your friends say. Do the things that'll make your friend glad. Make your friend glad. Don't bite your friend on the arm, cause it really hurts and it'll cause some harm. Do lend a helping hand, cause that's a real fine way to be a good friend. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Don't pull your friend's hair.
Quit it.
It really hurts and it just ain't fair. Do lend a helping hand, cause that's a real fine way to be a good friend. Oh yeah. Don't do the things that'll make your friends sad. Do the things that'll make your friend glad. Make your friend glad. Your friends say, do the things that'll make your friend glad. Make your friend glad.
Make him glad.
Make your friend glad.
Make her glad.
Make your friend glad.
Make him glad.
Make your friend glad.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat.
Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Rock Doves, a duo comprised of Daniel Cole and Kim West, who are issuing cool music for kids made with parents in mind. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Daniel and Kim regarding their new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how music began for each of you. How did that start?
For me, I started playing guitar as a teenager, but I never actually worked collaboratively with anyone in a band until I got to college, and I never even sang until I got to college. And then I met some friends in college, and they were like, "You're going to be the singer," and I said, "Okay," and it just kind of rolled from there. And then the more that I stuck with it, the more that I realized it was really a passion of mine. Music growing up was it was something that you could just kind of escape to. And there wasn't tons of music always being played in my house, but enough that it kind of, it spoke to me, and then I just started seeking it out on my own and continued on from there. I'm very, very thankful for what music has offered my life.
Go ahead.
Sure. For me, it was, I just very naturally was a performer as a little kid, and I had a record player in the basement, and I had a lot of Sesame Street records, and then became K-Tel records, and then graduated to Duran Duran records and Annie and lots of musicals, and all along the way I was just drawn to it, and I was a singer just kind of naturally. I studied voice. I was in musical theater growing up in school and in community theater. And then I didn't really ever start to really write my own stuff until college also, or begin to try to write my own stuff, I should say, in college. But it's kind of just always been there and been a driving force for me. And just, part of singing is part of my identity. It's just something that I always have done. So this project gets me to use, some of the fun parts of theater and just to open up your mouth and sing without too much concern for perfection of technique or anything like that that, you know, you learn as you study voice. It's a lot about control and technique, and you need that. But then here in this project, it's like, what works for this song? And if it sounds a little, I don't know, nutty or fun or different voices or characters, then that's the right direction. So it's very freeing and really great.
Yeah, and especially for live performances, I think exactly, like, being able to enter live performance with that sort of free mind, we just came from a show, and it was great, and the kids were having a great time, and by the end of the show, our shoes were missing because kids took them off, and it was a blast. And if we were doing that during a regular show, it would, I don't know, you would have this kind
it
of...
It would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird. To end up barefoot at the end of this show just seems completely normal and fun.
and from the CD, what songs resonate for each of you the most and why?
That's a good question. Resonate. You know, for me, one of the songs that resonates the most, and, you know, we haven't had people talk about it that much, is My Home. It's almost like a sleeper to me on the record, that it's a really powerful, beautiful song, and talks about the importance of home and family. I think it's one of the songs that if people take a little bit more time to sit down and listen to, it doesn't jump out because it's not like upbeat and flashy, but it's definitely one of the favorites of mine.
Isn't it hard to pick?
It is.
I don't know. I love them all, but I guess I will pick Guilt and Do Blues, I think, because which have gotten a fair amount of press in our circles, because it's, you know, it's a lot of fun and it is really upbeat. But it's a very simple way to communicate, I think, something which would probably make the world a better place if everyone practiced this regularly. But, you know, just trying to do the things that would be kind to another person. How does a friend behave versus how does someone who's maybe not being a friend behave? And it's just, and we recently kind of talked about how it really almost addresses the issue of bullying in a very subtle way, because probably the habit of bullying can start very young. And so this is a song where, you know, it's just like, you know, maybe if you didn't pull that person's hair, but you pulled out their chair for them to sit down instead, you know, having this idea of what is a friend and what is a friend, what are some of the things that a friend might do, that little simple way of getting that across to young children it's very close to my heart. I think it's a really great song.
What would each of you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
For me, I'd like them to come away with the sense that there's really good music out there for kids, but that everyone as a family can sit down and listen to and appreciate that. There's a lot of time and thought that go into these songs, and they're not, there's nothing, that, how am I trying to phrase this? There's nothing that we're recording or trying to put out there just for the sake of, oh, a kid would like this, and it's simple, and, like, they'll get it because we count to five, and then, you know, there's a lot that goes on behind these songs, and
I think you're saying sort of treating kids as listeners with respect.
They get
these concepts. It doesn't have to be only songs about, you know, counting to five and back. It's more they understand.
Yeah, and it's been nice to see kids who have kind of known us for a little while. And maybe, like, they knew us when they were, like, three or four, and now they're four or five, and five and six. They're kind of growing with the songs a little bit. Like, you know, I think, you know, to the 2 and 3 year olds, when they listen to it, it's just the beat and how it makes them feel. And then
as they start listening to the words a little bit more and sort of internalizing some of these things and how they make sense to them, then the songs kind of grow with them and have more meanings as they age as children and people. So I think that's something that hopefully the songs can offer as well.
I'll just add to that. I totally agree with everything that Daniel just said. And then I would also just add that I think that for me, if a family was able to hang out with each other, listen to music together as a family activity, as a bonding thing, even in the car on a trip, instead of, you know, everybody with their headphones on or, you know, bickering, everyone's hanging out, singing, and just kind of enjoying music together. Music is something that unites us, and if not age-specific. And, you know, also the sense of community, you know, we're all the same. We all want the same things for ourselves and for children. And just also, I hope that they laugh. I hope that they have fun with the music.
Visit the band at their official website, www.therockdovesnyc.com. From their CD, From the Birds, here are the Rock Doves once more with Giraffe Laugh.
There's a dinosaur living under my floor. When I hear him roar, he sounds just a little like this. There's an elephant living in my basement. When he trumpets loud, it sounds just a little like this. There's a chimpanzee.
Wait, who? Me?
Sitting next to me.
Daniel.
And when she screeches and moans,
you're not talking about me, are you?
She sounds just a little like this.
Never mind, I know you're not talking about me.
Every living thing has a sound it brings for everything else to hear. So open your mouth wide and reach deep down inside and let out a great big cheer.
Oh,
there's a big gray cat.
Big gray cat.
Chasing this and that.
This and that.
But when it takes a it sounds just a little like this. There's a
bumblebee
chasing after me.
Chasing after me.
There she buzzes around. She sounds just a little like this. There's a tall giraffe. Walking down a path.
Walking down a path.
When I hear him laugh, it sounds just a little like this.
Is that what a giraffe laugh really sounds like?
I don't know.
Every living thing has a sound it brings. Everything.
Around. It's fun to make animal sounds.
Come on now, let's dance around. It's fun to make animal sounds.
Come on now and dance around. It's fun to make animal sounds.
Come on now, let's dance around. It's fun to make animal sounds.
Come on, shake it up and down and shout out your animal sound.
Come on, shake it up and down and shout out your animal sound.
Come on, shake it up and down and shout out your animal sounds.
Your animal sounds.
Your animal sounds. Every living thing has a sound it brings for everything else to hear.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Daniel Cole and Kim West of the Rock Doves and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be alone. And the bottom line.